Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to a B-Dubs Music Hangout. We have an old friend in studio. He used to come with his other friends, but now he's coming alone. Everybody say what's up to Logan Henderson.
What's going on?
Thank you.
It has been a while since we've seen you.
I know. It's nice to be back home.
Yeah.
I think last time I was in Disney World and you guys were singing...
On a park bench right there by the bicycles, yeah.
That's right.
Well, I still do that.
You still
do that? Yeah.
Do you like going out there and just kind of setting it up and singing and seeing all the fans walk up? Or do you no longer do that stuff?
No, it's my favorite part to do. And now it's all my own music and all my own material. So to get a chance to really show everybody what I've been doing for the last year or two has been amazing.
Did you guys get to write songs for Big Time Rush, or did they want
to? We did. I wrote a lot with Kendall, and then the four of us collectively wrote most of, second and third album.
Yeah.
And so we got with our favorite producers and our favorite writers, and we're able to really kind of make something special. But it is a little bit different whenever you have a lot of different personalities in the studio.
So this one, you write all on your own?
Now I just get upset at myself if I'm not doing it right.
Do you ever have any songs back then? You're like, hold on, I'm gonna hold these lyrics for myself for later.
There's certain songs that I was working on that have actually made the album that I'll be kind of releasing. So, yeah.
Because it's more personal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you want to sing it yourself. It's your story.
And certain things you can't say, certain things you can't do whenever you're part of a project like that. So now I get to do whatever I want.
Is being on stage being on stage a little bit different by yourself?
We always want to do a great job. I have some talented people working with me, and we have a drummer that's on tour with us as well. All very talented musicians. We want to give the best show possible.
Why does a drummer never have to come in to do the radio interview?
We have a cojones.
It's a drummer.
The drummer's always chilling back in the
He's
fan.
Fired. He's done. No, he's great. But you know what? Acoustic guitar, this is something that is special to me. You get to hear a song in a whole different way than the recorded version. So this is always pretty special.
You're talking about your single Bite My Tongue, right?
That's the one I'm talking about.
The video is extreme, man. It's a little bit Black Mirror-ish.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne-ish.
Yeah, we had a great time filming that.
I thought you were trying to tell a girl to bite your tongue. I'm like, oh.
Whichever way you take it. I wrote it. You take it how you want.
What kind of weird stuff?
Oh,
God. Yeah, it's been a long time for Al.
Yeah, it's been a while. Excuse me, kids. I'm sorry. How y'all doing? Yeah. My kids in the studio here.
Well, and that's his family, too.
I know. I've just met them. No, we're fine. We're fine.
Big Al's great with first impressions. We all know.
I'll explain it to you later in a couple of years.
When you come through, do you stay at home with your family?
I didn't this last time because we're so close to you guys. So whenever there's time, though, we usually, our thing is cooking out. And so we always grill. And so they always make the best food. And that's always a good time.
Why aren't we invited over?
Can we come over next
time? Next time.
You like grilling out.
Big green egg over there? You do have a big green egg.
Wow. Logan's mom's got a green egg?
The smoker.
Do you cook, Logan?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely, all
the
time.
On the road?
Not on the road. That's a little hard to do on the road.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's what's close. We had hibachi last night, though.
Yeah, great.
That was delicious.
Yo, how do you guys stay in shape when you're out on the road? Because that's got to get tough, right?
I stay a shape.
I stay in a shape.
Absolutely. I still hit the gym as much as possible. You have a 45-minute show or an hour-long show, and I'm running all over the place. So you got to keep in shape for that kind of stuff.
You don't get too tired if you go to the gym and then do a show afterwards?
Your energy,
right?
That kind
of helps, actually.
It does?
If you go 15, 20 minutes, it's not that bad. You want to make sure that you get to juice.
A little blood pump.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now that the juices are pumping, why don't we hear a song? Would you be down for
that? This is a song called Bite My Tongue.
Let's do it. Give it up for Logan Henderson.
Well, I've never been the social type. Talk to myself every night. A million voices in my head. Hey, yeah. Scream out the things I should have said. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'll make it awkward. Yeah, yeah. But that's obvious. Yeah, yeah. And we get to talking. Yeah. But I would just bite my tongue. I could tell you so much, but we both heard enough. Instead of making you blush, I bite my tongue like a devilish curse that you put on my words. But I love that it hurts whenever you bite my tongue. Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, I I would just bite my tongue. Oh, yeah. Well, I played out this scenario so many times, it's getting old. Just put my weary mouth to rest. Oh, yeah. So we can talk a little less. Yeah, yeah, 'cause I'll make it awkward. Yeah, yeah, but that's obvious. Yeah, yeah, we get to talking. Yeah, yeah, but I would just bite my tongue. I could tell you so much, but we both heard enough. Instead of making you blush, I bite my tongue. And that you put on my words, but I love that it hurts whenever you bite my tongue. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I would just bite my tongue. Oh yeah. Well, I would just bite my tongue.
Logan Henderson in the house.
That was the family version.
Yeah. Turns out we don't need
We heard
drummer.
The naughty version
yeah.
earlier.
Has your family heard it?
Yeah.
The
naughty
one. I didn't heard it.
Yeah, I wasn't going
to
tell.
Listen to a song when you drop one of those words in there. You have to pre-warn her on it?
I just go, Grandma, earmuffs.
There's got to be a word in here you don't want to
hear. We love that song. It's great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I see you got your tattoo right here on the temple.
I did.
Was that your first one?
No, this one was the first one.
That was the first one.
Went to South by Southwest, and we figured we want a little souvenir, so we got one while we were there.
The temple has to hurt.
I was just trying to remain still so there wouldn't be like, zzz, like, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But no,
that's
it was all right.
Too close to the brain for my comfort. So.
Was that something you weren't allowed to do in Big Time Rush? Did they tell you you're not allowed to get tattoos?
No, I don't think so. I think we were so busy, we didn't have time to kind of mess around with it.
And you now didn't have big time to get a tattoo?
What?
Oh,
gosh. Yeah, that struggling with the jokes.
I just sit right here and wait.
The slow clap? No, Logan, you don't give
don't
a thank you, Logan.
Don't encourage that.
I'm just going to keep doing it. So we're going to do a big old tour and the album release.
Yeah,
and
we're on a little tour right now, more of an introduction, especially for all the people who had followed me before. So it's a nice little introduction. So
I think you made the transition perfectly, I think. Your music sounds awesome, man.
Thank you, man.
If you want to pick up the single, it's called Bite My Tongue. You also have Absolutely. Sleepwalker and Speak of the Devil.
Yeah.
You can pick those up on iTunes.
Anywhere.
Where's the website?
Any streaming. And then I have my socials, which are just my name. So
Logan Henderson.
Yeah, there we go.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Everybody, give it up for Logan Henderson.
Yay. Yay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's time to send you to Florida, but only if you signed up at KidNation.com. We told you to sign up. That's where you do it for the Florida Family Flyaways. Three names. First one in gets the trip. Now, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up. And then you still have a chance, Kid Nation. Big Al Mac,
yo,
do the honors, please.
You got it. Tia Statham, Alicia Whitaker, and Kelly Schaefer. Kelly Schaefer, Alicia Whitaker, and Tia Statham. Get on that phone. Give us a call right now. 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your first one in wins.
10 minutes starts now. Now, Big Al Mac, you told me that you had a letter you wanted to read for us.
Yeah, this is kind of a special edition love letter I got from this dude. So I thought I would, if Kelly doesn't mind, read this to her.
Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Check out this scenario. A guy gets a smile, wink, or some type of hello from a girl on a dating app.
Got it.
Maybe she swiped on him and she showed the initial interest, whichever. Anyway, he then replies with the same type of acknowledgement to the girl. Now, no words had been spoken, but there was initial interest on both sides, okay? Just a swipe and a swipe back. To this guy's disappointment, however, the girl never sends another message or any type of communication, and the 24 hours allocated by the dating app expired. But before the 24-hour expiration, the guy takes a closer look at the girl's profile. The girl lists her occupation, So the guy, wanting to hear from the girl who initially contacted him, Googles the girl by her first name and occupation and city. That's all. That's all he had.
Okay.
It was a long shot. Her pic shows up, and then her first and last name.
Oh.
Then he enters her name on Facebook and confirms it's the same girl.
Oh.
So now that the time frame for her to respond to the initial dating app has expired, should he send a friend request on Facebook, considering the fact that it now looks like he's done an investigation to find out who she is?
Nope.
Sounds psycho.
This happens to me a lot.
Oh, really?
I know. This is for advice for Kelly, but since she's married, this has been happening to me a lot lately.
Okay, okay.
Guys,
people I've not matched with that will message me.
But she's just, why are you swiping if you
don't
like the person?
Right, that's what this guy is thinking. Okay,
yeah.
So that I didn't quite finish. Second question. If she hasn't responded to the friend request in 3 or 4 days, so apparently he did send the friend request.
Oh, no.
Well, some people check their social media more than others,
okay.
He goes on to say. Should he now send a message to her on Facebook, considering the fact that if she hadn't replied to the friend request, the message may get tossed into her other mailbox.
Bro.
So that's his second.
I think he should just let this
be. I mean, you already went full psycho. Might as well finish.
Just two problems here. Also, it's creepy, but B, everyone knows to do Instagram if you're going to do it, not a Facebook friend request. I don't even look at my Facebook friend request anymore. But Instagram, I would look. Yeah.
Hope he's listening.
Hopefully this guy's listening. Yeah, slide into the Instagram.
Yeah, unless he's older and is using Facebook.
Right.
Maybe. I don't have an age on here for this guy. Third question. This is the last one.
Oh, there's three questions?
Yes. If he does send a message and does not get a response, and let's see, and he didn't get a friend request response either, what's his next play? Apparently, they have a few mutual friends on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
But he doesn't know any of them because for some reason, he has a lot of Facebook friends.
Oh, he does?
Signed, Big Sal.
Leave it alone. Please leave it alone. Al, please leave it alone.
No, this says Big Sal.
Yeah, it's Sal.
It's not
Al.
Leave it alone.
Big Sal. There's levels of
Sal's pizza.
You know, there's a random girl that might be flattered by that, but I think just hearing it spelled out sounds so pathetic.
Here's what we should do for Big Sal.
Yeah.
We should bring it on the radio, see if she'll be interested.
Yeah.
You know, like if maybe we call her.
He already has her info. Let's call her.
Yeah, call her, or maybe
my goodness.
Say, hey, whatever your name is, lady, Big Sal is interested. Can you please call our radio show and hash this out for us?
Huh.
And let us know what he did wrong.
Because just read Big Sal's letter to her.
No. We shouldn't.
That'd be a first. We're reading the love letter that's about a person to the person.
To the person.
But listen, I understand where Big Sal's coming from. You find a girl you're incredibly attracted to. She made the first move.
So there was something there.
And poof, she's gone like that?
Or the kind of like, I know him from the radio. That's funny.
Big Sal's on the radio?
That's fair, Kelly, because sometimes you'll all swipe on someone on a dating app just to see if it's a match, like just for the ego boost, and then you don't follow up on it.
See, that's not fair do the ego boost.
Because now, guys fair? Do it all the
you
time.
Shouldn't do Big
everything
Sal
that's
like
happened
that.
In my dating life is fair.
It's just a swipe.
But
it's not a commitment.
Clearly, he's fallen in lust.
No,
clearly
it's just a swipe. A swipe is different than we've been on dates and you go someone.
Clearly,
ghosting on a swipe is not a foul.
Not a big deal.
Clearly, she wanted to go
that's
on long walks on a trail.
I have heard you ladies on this show say, men, you need to step up and go give what you want.
But if she's
be assertive.
It depends on the situation. If this is where the woman has to make the first move, she didn't move, then okay, done.
Well, maybe Big Sal is super, he thinks something happened to her and he's making sure that she's not in the hospital or something and he's just checking up.
Did Big Sal poke her?
Not
yet.
No indication.
That's the other
poking.
Thing you can do, right? On Facebook, people notice the pokes.
Don't poke.
Don't poke.
That's what my mom does.
Don't poke.
Every once in a while, I find I've got like all these random pokes.
Yeah, stop poking me.
Apparently, I don't see them all the time. They do pop up from time to time.
I don't even get on the Facebook.
Yeah, man, had a
do what Jenna said, Big Sal, if you're listening.
Yeah.
And go sneak into that Instagram.
Sneak into the Instagram.
And just comment. A couple comments here, and they're like, looking beautiful. Let her know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding in the shadows of Instagram.
Hope you're listening, Big Sal.
Like, also, I've let things expire, and then I've gone back and been like, oh, because, you know, you'll swipe around, and then I frankly won't open the app again for like a month.
Yeah.
And then I go back, and I'm like, well, that ended up being a match, and it's expired. Oh, my gosh. You know you can rematch.
Oh, she can.
That's an option on there. You know, you can rematch on, like, a hottie. So there's a chance she'd go back in there and be like, oh.
Okay. Well, there's hope, Big Sal.
Did he say what she does for a living?
I believe she's in the school educational industry.
So she could teach you a few, teach him a few things.
Teach him, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So she's a teacher or a student?
I think she's in counseling.
Man, I'm impressed by the investigative abilities of Big Sal.
Who knew?
It's not that hard.
A name and just an occupation and you can find somebody?
Yeah.
We're that accessible.
You can find a lot.
You're telling me if you type in J-S-I and radio on Google, you'll find me?
Yeah.
You can, what? Yeah. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Nah, man. That's, you got me tripping, dog.
You should try Google Image and see what comes up.
Nah, man. My picture?
Try it. Oh, now we got to stop down the show for you to Google image yourself.
J-S-I radio.
And if you're lucky, it gives you J.C. Chazé.
Yeah.
Is that you?
It's me.
Oh,
get out of here.
Get out of here.
It's me. It's my family. Al rubbing oil on. Oh,
they got that one.
Google imaging yourself.
Can we call Google and get that one removed?
Yeah, we need someone to do that for us with some certain photos.
Kelly with an eye patch.
Yeah, so my dog scratched my cornea.
And how come there's always a naked girl, no matter what you search?
I know.
Just always a naked girl.
There is a God.
Very interesting, right there. Well, good luck, Big Sal.
Good luck, Big Sal.
If that person is listening and wants to call in,
pulling for you.
We would love to have your phone number to give to Big Sal so you guys can talk.
I think her name rhymes with Smady.
Smady?
Smady.
Smady?
Smady?
Smady.
Smady.
So Sadie?
Katie?
Could be. I don't
Smady?
Know. Big Sal just said it rhymes with Smady.
That's Katie?
Smady?
Who's a professional educator.
A counselor. Counselor?
Katie Counselor. That's a full name right there.
Counselor Katie.
All right. Well, good luck. I would love to see this turn into a love story.
Oh, yeah.
It's got big chances now.
I would really love for this to turn into a beautiful love story.
I don't know if Big Sal and Counselor Katie has a ring to it. Rolls
up
the
top. Big Sal and Counselor
Katie. I gotta make reservations for two. What's the name under there? Counselor Katie.
It could be a rock group. Big Sal and Counselor Katie.
Oh. It's a morning show, I think, out in Idaho. That's what I heard. All right, it's time to give away the Florida Family Flyaway. We announced three names.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that wins the trip is Kelly Schaefer.
Oh,
yeah! Just by having the name Kelly, you're already winning right there.
Bonus point.
Congratulations. And if you didn't win this week, don't you worry. It's coming back next week. Sign up at KidNation.com. You only have to sign up once, and you're in for the drawing. Next week, we're sending you to the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, the number one resort on Florida's Emerald Coast, a world of 2,400 acres, more than 1,300 deluxe accommodations, 7 miles of beach and bayfront, 4 championship golf courses, world-class tennis, full-service marina, fitness center, Jenna. You're going to like that one. There's a spa and the village of Baytown Wharf.
How about that?
Much to do.
Thank you. Visit Florida.com.
That's your perfect destination right there. That's what I'm talking about. And coming up next, stay tuned. You're going to want to get to know this guy. He's gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
He did a walk for his graduation. He did a walk for his wedding. And the reason this is very special is because most doctors didn't think he would ever walk again after he had an accident on the football field. We're going to talk to Chris Norton and get to know him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are over here in the Canal Side Lounge for a very special interview because we have friends with photolanthropy. We've talked to Travis Mills. He has a movie called The Soldier Story. And then we talked to Mr. John Payne, who's the luckiest man. We had that movie. Photolanthropy put those together. And now there's a new movie, a new documentary they have coming out called 70 Yards, The Chris Norton Story. Mm-hmm. And this is Chris Norton right here next to us.
From Chris Norton.
Chris, yes.
Hey, thank you for having me.
7 Yards, so obviously we know it's football related. Tell us what happened to you.
Yeah, so on October 16th, 2010, I was an 18-year-old freshman up at Luther College, Decorah, Iowa, just a small liberal arts school, and I was running down to make a tackle on kickoff in the third quarter. Just a routine tackle. Yeah. I dive, and I mistime my jump just by a split second. So I get my head in front of the ball carrier, head collides right with his legs, and I suffer a severe spinal cord injury. I couldn't get up. No matter how hard I tried, I was confused.
You were awake on the field?
I was awake the whole entire time.
Were you in pain? You just couldn't move?
I just couldn't move. I had no pain. I was just confused. I was so naive to the fact that something that severe, that bad, that severe could happen to me. Like, my first 18 years of life has gone according to plan. Everything was working out. So I just thought, there's no way something bad's going to happen. I'm going to get up off this field and walk off.
Yeah.
But then when they call in for a helicopter to fly me out, that's when I knew something was wrong.
And you're thinking, I mean, you've been playing football for so many years. You finally make it to college. You know how to tackle. You've been doing it since you were little. And surely this can't be it. But it was.
Yeah, exactly. I've made this tackle 1,000 times. And to have now this play just completely paralyze me from the neck down was just something I couldn't fathom.
Did they tell you you had a 3% chance to regain movement? Because you were paralyzed from the neck down. No movement whatsoever.
Yeah, that's correct. 3% chance to move or feel from the neck down. And a lot of times, people can kind of get that confused with walking. It's a lot more than just walking. It's a matter of scratching an itch on your face.
Yeah.
It's about feeding yourself.
Yeah.
All those little things that you take for granted, I couldn't do. I'd have someone feed me.
What about breathing? Could you breathe on your own?
I could breathe a little bit on my own. My breathing was really weak, where I could maybe get a word out at a time with the breath and catch my breath. It was a real struggle. At one point, I thought I stopped breathing on the helicopter flight. But thankfully, I was able to have enough strength to breathe on my own without like a breathing tube going down my throat. But given how high my injury was, a lot of people do have those breathing tubes or a trach put in to help them.
What was your reaction? I mean, I have to imagine the few weeks following that had to have been pretty heavy emotionally for you.
It was very heavy. Just, I cried myself to sleep at night. I just couldn't fathom this was my reality. And I'm just thinking about my future of, you know, will I always be like this? Can I be happy in this situation? Will I find a girl? You know, all these things just pile up at nighttime. And I just felt constricted to my bed. I couldn't move. But during the day, though, I was blessed to have, one, my faith in God, to have that strength. And then I had my family and friends all rallied around me. So during the day, you know, I stayed upbeat. I was focused in on, you know, what can I do today to get just a little bit better?
But then the night would come.
Then the night would come. The lights go out. It's quiet. And all my fears just pile in. So at nighttime was the worst. And so much so that I worked so hard during the day. I tried to exhaust myself to the point where I had to sleep.
What happened 2 weeks after your injury? You had a breakthrough?
Yeah, it was actually on Thanksgiving morning.
Uh-huh.
It was about 5 weeks in, where I wiggled my left toe that just a week prior, a doctor told me that I would never move again.
Your left toe? What's that feel like when you can finally move your... Was it...
Could you feel it, or are you just telling it to move and it moved?
So I could feel my body with a light touch. It was like kind of like it fell asleep. You can't feel it, and it's kind of waking up from that numbness. Yeah. And so when I was telling this doctor about the sensation, my left big toe, and he just told me that, you know, you're experiencing a phantom feeling. You're making it up in your head.
Well, you had a negative doctor.
Doctors don't want to be...
You need to find the optimistic doctor.
Right. Is Kelly calling someone negative?
No, he wanted something like that.
We're talking with Chris Norton. He's promoting 7 Yards, the Chris Norton Story. It's a documentary that's going to be released hopefully here in October-ish. We don't know for sure.
So when you wiggled your toe, what'd that doctor say?
Well,
My bad. Sorry.
I told all the nurses and therapists that day, I'm like, you go find that doctor.
Yeah.
Who I now call Dr. Phantom. I told him to come in my room and to phantom this as I wiggle my toe in his face. Unfortunately, he was gone that day. I might have been too fired up.
Yeah. But that was a real moment for you. Like, if this is possible, then anything's possible from here.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I just opened the door to the possibility of regaining strength in my legs. And after that toe wiggle, I got strength in my quads and my hamstrings. Things really started to pick up.
Oh, cool.
And then your hands, you started regaining motion in your hands as well, and your arms.
Yeah, I started slowly, just like kind of inching along with progress each and every day of getting a little bit more movement in my shoulders, my hands, my core, just everywhere, just kind of waking up a little bit.
And then you've made more progress in the last 8 years or 7.5 years, right, than some people have without going through this. You've gotten married.
Yes, I've gotten married, and that's been the greatest progression, maybe.
You didn't know her before this accident, because you said one of your fears was finding a girl.
Yeah, exactly. I've never met her before. Yeah. It was 3 years after we met online, and then I set up a really romantic meeting spot at a public hot dog stand. It was a delicious hot dog stand, but it was on a college campus, and that's where she was going to school at the time. We went to different campuses, and I'll never forget her walking across the street, and my jaw dropped, I think, and she was just so beautiful, and I can't believe she was interested in me, and did she realize my situation?
You were honest in your profile. I mean, I'm guessing it was a dating profile.
Yeah, it was.
You're honest in your profile. This is my situation.
Yeah, I was honest about it. I mean, at the time, I had a nonprofit that I was had all my information on it, and I knew she. I assumed she clicked on it and everything, but she did.
She did her research.
Yeah. And she asked all these really hard-hitting questions before we even met. And that's what really drew me close to her.
Like,
people are scared to ask me, like, personal questions. Like, what were your thoughts, like, after they tell you a 3% chance? Like, what's going through your head, like, those first couple weeks? Kind of like what you guys would ask me in an interview to get the most information. A lot of times when I'm those personal interactions with other people, it's too personal for me. And I don't mind. I really don't mind sharing my story. But for her, she went right in right away.
Yeah. You would rather people ask you questions than stare and wonder, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I always think.
Definitely. I'm not, like, ashamed of my situation or embarrassed about it anymore. At first, you know, it was kind of an identity crisis of accepting my new situation. Yeah. But like where I'm at, like I love life. I wouldn't change it for anything. And if people want to ask questions, ask away. I'm happy to help.
Tell us about walking.
Yeah, so after this injury, you meet your girlfriend. You're still in school. You go through rigorous rehab. And 5 years later, you're finishing school.
Yeah, so I had this goal that I was kind of keeping it to myself. I wanted to walk across the stage of the college, my college campus.
Sure.
And I had no idea how it was going to happen. I was scared if it could even happen and be possible. And when I shared that with Emily, she really wanted to make it happen. So she started to do more like physical therapy with me. She became like my junior physical therapist and training with me. And then she found some great therapists, and she really helped make it happen so that the day after I proposed to her before my graduation, we walked across the stage, which went viral. And that's how I met Katie and the team at Photolanthropy about the possibility of making a documentary to share the full story.
Now, I want to know, You kind of glazed right over the proposal. How did you propose? Since you were at the hot dog stand when you met, were you like at a chicken spot or something when you proposed?
I saw there was a bunch of candles. I saw pictures.
Yeah, I upped my game. It was more of a steak restaurant.
Whoa!
Nice.
Hey, you went to
a steak restaurant?
Oh, you went hot dog straight to steak?
Yeah, I grew up a little bit. And no, it was really neat. It was actually one of my favorite restaurants. They had a meeting or a party room that was cleared out, and I had my family help me like get rose petals and candles and music, and I had someone videotape and take photos, and I really surprised her. it was really cool. And then all our family and friends came out afterwards and celebrated with us. But I was way more nervous for the proposal than that walk in front of thousands of people.
Oh, I bet you were.
That's what I should have done.
You know they're going to say yes. Yeah. You still get nervous about it.
Exactly.
Rose petals.
And that would have saved your marriage, Al. The rose petals.
Rose
petals. Did you in.
Remember that next time.
The other woman.
Rose.
Can you mention right before we started the interview that you've expanded your family quite a bit?
Yeah, quite a bit. We have 5 foster children. I love it. It's really amazing. They're 8, 7, 4, 4, and 2.
Wow.
8, 7, 4, 4, and 2. So you got little kids in the house.
Little kids. And our first child that got started with foster care, she was 17 years old. And so that was exciting, raising a teenager. But she was able to graduate high school, and she was the first of her family to ever graduate high school.
Awesome.
And then she gave her life to Christ. She got baptized. And then she also is starting college classes this summer.
Wow.
So we're really proud
of her.
Great.
Yeah.
We're talking to Chris Norton. He has 7 Yards, the Chris Norton story. It's a documentary that hopefully will inspire a lot of people. He was injured his freshman year of college playing in a football game. Let's go to your wedding, because this is where a lot of, you went
really
viral with your graduation,
yeah.
But you went mega viral with your wedding.
Yeah, so after the graduation walk, we had all this outpouring of support and messages of people who really need something to believe in, to have hope, to have that light in the world. This world can be a great place, and for whatever reason, and we're thankful that this graduation walk gave them that hope. And so with that in mind, we knew that Emily and I together, we could do something for the wedding, and to walk not only like with her in front of me holding on to me tightly, but to walk side by side just the way we will be the rest of our lives is to go out side by side. So we wanted to go 7 yards as well, and just a lot further distance in the graduation walk. And when I knew it'd be hard, I was going to have to push myself, commit to, 3 to 4 hours a day in the gym, but I knew it was going to be worth it because I knew who was counting on me. I thought of those people who are suffering or who are struggling. And if I can give them something to believe in and give them some hope in their own adversity, it's so worth it.
What's the next physical goal you set for yourself?
I'm not sure what the next milestone is right now. I'm still figuring that out. But as an athlete, I'm always trying to push to the next step, the next level. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure. But I know I want to get more strength in my upper body, be more independent from my chair, maybe doing some competitions with racing or anything like that would be a lot of fun for me.
Do you still watch football, or is it difficult for you?
I still watch football. I love football. People ask me all the time, would I discourage someone from playing football? And I wouldn't on the basis of a spinal cord injury. I think what happened to me is so rare. You have a better chance of something happening in a car or whatever. But now concussions scare me. That's something that you do need to consider and to really weigh your options on that fact. But as far as spinal cord injury, it's so rare, I wouldn't tell someone not to play because of that.
It's more the concussion thing. And if you're scared of the concussion, just tell your kid to be a kicker. They make a lot of money.
Yeah. Exactly.
No hits in there.
A lot of people, when something like this happens to them, they ask the question, why me? Why me? But do you feel like you've got the answer to that? That you know why this happened to you?
I do have that answer. And I did ask that question in the beginning. I was trying to figure out, what's my purpose or why is this happening? And now that I've been able to become a motivational speaker, I started a nonprofit, I have a couple books, and then to be part of this documentary, 7 Yards Film, it's just all these different ways to reach more people, to give them hope in their own adversity. That's what unites us all. We're all struggle and face something. And if I can be an example and I can share people the steps I took, steps they can take to get through their own challenges, that's just a life worth living for. And it's given me way more fulfillment than any physical ability ever gave me.
And look, you've set a lot of goals for yourself. Your goal to play college football, you made that. Your goal to move after you had your accident, you wiggled your toe, you regained movement in your arms. And now you guys have a monetary goal. You want to meet this by August, and we want Kid Nation to help us with this.
All right.
Yeah, we would love that. We're trying to raise a total of $250,000.
Okay.
And we're about $115,000 right now. We know it's worth it. It's a goal. It's hard and it's pushing us, but
it's doable.
It's doable. Yeah.
Make this happen. And look, if we want to check that out, what's the website? Because we will put it up at kidnation.com, but just in case somebody wants to jump it right now and get on it, what's
7yardsfilm.com.
It's and the number 7 Yards Film.
Were you scared when you started public speaking? Was that something that was
It was. I mean, I was nervous. I didn't know how people are going to react to it. And my very first speech, maybe like 5 years ago, I felt like I did a pretty bad job. But it's just because of my story. People were drawn in and they really connected with it. And they were emotional. They laughed. And I really saw an opportunity to really help a lot of people. And so now to be able to travel the country, share from the worst day of my life to the best day of my life is something really remarkable for me. And it just gives me, again, so much fulfillment and purpose.
Well, Chris, thank you. And thank you to your wonderful wife for doing what she's doing for foster kids and your foundation.
Beautiful lady.
I mean, everything you guys are doing, it's making us feel like, dang, we got to step it up a little bit.
I know. I feel bad for, I was telling Al coming in here, I feel bad complaining about my bad hair day. You know, I feel so bad, but my hair really sucks today. But I'm like, now you make me feel bad.
I think it looks great. I think it looks great.
I told the same thing, Chris.
Well, you tell us when the movie comes out, Chris, and we'll be there.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for having me so much. It's awesome.
Don't forget, 7yardsfilm. It's the number 7.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Friday, Kid Nation. Hope you're having a good one. In fact, Feel Good Friday's coming up, so go ahead and start sending us your text messages on what you're feeling good about, as long as it's making you smile. I heard you have a Feel Good Nick.
I do. You ever find a really great Instagram account and it just makes your day?
Yes. Every night until 3 a.m.
I found an account. You guys have to follow it.
Okay.
It's called @Nellie's Nose.
At Nellie's Nose?
N-E-L-L-Y-S Nose. And it's a golden retriever.
Uh-huh.
And it's a dog and she just balances stuff on her face. And it's so cute.
See, Nick has a golden retriever. That's why he's into this.
Yeah. But it's cute dog videos and like... There's videos of her bouncing like giant branches when they're out on walks.
Oh, wow.
Aww. Videos of her with like plants on her head.
Oh, those are good photos, too.
Yeah, really good photos, too.
White backdrop, very clean. Huh.
Yeah, there's one where they're like pouring chocolate milk in a glass on her head. Cutest thing ever.
Nellie's awesome.
Nellie's Nose.
Nellie's Nose on Instagram. I'm still catching up on drunk people doing things. That was pretty fun.
Old people doing things. I think Kelly mentioned that.
Yeah.
One. Old people doing things. That's
drunk
a funny one, too.
Old people doing things.
Yeah.
Old people at the gym is pretty good.
Kids doing things.
You follow Harder?
Harder? Which one's that?
A meme account.
No.
So good.
I got to.
Yeah.
I'm following Fortnite memes.
Yeah, my Explore page is just golden retrievers and memes. And Taylor Swift fan pages. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty...
That defines you, Nick.
That's pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
But we did bring Nick in because we want to play a fun game.
We haven't played it in a while. Let's play the match game.
All right! And here is your host, Nick!
Adam.
Thank you so much for having me back. The rules are simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it. And then our contestant, along with the celebrities in the room, will write down their answers to fill in that blank.
Yeah.
And if our contestant matches with our celebrities, they get a point.
Sounds
good. Points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Well, who's our contestant?
We have to meet Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Sarah. How are y'all?
Doing good. You?
Good. I have a golden retriever.
You do?
What's his name?
Yeah. His name is Buddy, and he can't balance anything on his nose, but he can catch a ball on the hop.
There you go.
Awesome.
And when he catches it, he does a victory lap before he brings it back to me. Cutest thing that's ever happened.
What a stud. Yeah, I saw the one video of the golden retriever that can't catch worth a lick.
Pretty good stuff.
That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, he's bad at catching stuff.
And Sarah told me that she works in a bank, and she told her fellow coworkers that this is happening, and she might be loud, so deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys go count money or something. Sarah's
hiding in an office.
Yeah, Sarah's trying to have fun right now.
Okay, guys, are we ready to play?
We are.
Yes.
Before we do, let's meet the celebrities in the room. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Is it the weekend yet?
It is, JC.
¿Cómo estás, Nick?
Bien, right?
Muy bien, muy bien, muy bien.
And hello, Kelly.
Not only do I not have a golden retriever, my dog is dead.
Oh, wow. Kelly Downer right here.
We all in here have a dead one.
Yeah, well, mine's coming up.
Yeah.
And Big Al Matt.
I got a golden dog, too. Not talented as Nelly. His name is Curtis. He just puts food in his belly.
Oh, you're so nice.
You should have saved that for Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
You're right. You're something.
If we ever play Beat the Bank again, Al,
there you go.
Remember that.
I'll save that.
In your pocket.
But Al, points to you because that was really quick.
That was very quick.
It wasn't that funny, but it was really quick.
Well done, sir.
That's me.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right, guys, here we go. Remember, don't say your answers out loud, okay?
Just ding in.
Right. Just say ding when you're ready to go. Here we go.
Okay.
Kelly, she has a huge crush on President Bill Clinton. She thinks the sexiest thing about him is his blank.
Well, I have have to limit it to one thing.
Dang.
The sexiest thing about Bill Clinton is blank.
Ding. If I have to pick one, ding.
All right, Sarah, let's go with you first. Kelly has a huge crush on Bill Clinton. She thinks the sexiest thing about him is his...
This shows my age, but I think she said his saxophone.
Ooh, the saxophone. Good answer.
Very good answer, actually. Way better than mine.
He knows how to blow.
Yeah, he does. Well,
Kelly, don't answer, but is it the saxophone sexy? Do you think it's like on the list of instruments?
Well, I don't want to give it away, it's not my favorite instrument.
All right. Jenna, let's go with you first. The sexiest thing about Bill Clinton is his?
Well, coming from Kelly, I would assume it's his accent.
Southern accent.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yep.
No match there, but good answer. JC, the sexiest thing about Bill Clinton, according to Kelly.
And again, this is according to Kelly. I said his money so she can quit and wear tennis skirts at lunch.
Oh, heaven.
You know what I'm saying? That's all Kelly wants in life.
She just wants the rich man.
Fantasy talk right there.
Great answer so far. Big Al, the sexiest thing about Bill Clinton, according to Kelly.
His huge bean pie, Chuck.
Al.
Thank you. You're very nice again. Yeah. Nice little truck.
So far, no matches.
He has said he likes to go down to the soul food restaurants in Harlem.
Never know.
Sure.
Has said that.
Of course.
Well, Kelly, let's try and put Sarah on the board. You have a huge crush on Bill Clinton. You think the sexiest thing about him is his?
His arrangement with Hillary.
Well,
makes him available for me.
Okay. Yeah.
You are still married to Alan. Okay.
I'm not leaving my husband for Bill.
How's your arrangement with Alan?
I have no arrangement with Alan. Okay. Our arrangement is we are faithful to each other.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
No matches that round. Here we go. Round number two. Remember, don't answer out loud just yet.
Okay.
Big Al forgot the rest of the show members were coming over to his house after the show to film a commercial. He had to rush home and hide his blank.
Ding.
I've got two possible answers, but I'm going to go with this one.
I went with the nicer one.
Ding.
Okay. All right, Sarah.
Should I change it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, ding.
All right, Sarah, let's go with you first. Big Al forgot the rest of the show members were coming over to his house to film a commercial. He had to rush home and hide his...
I'm sorry, Dr. Girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, dang!
Sarah, that's Dr. Ex-Girlfriend
too
to you, okay?
Soon.
All right, let's go around the room.
No, it's all right there.
Nothing's too soon on this show.
Jenna, Big Al had to rush home to hide his...
Thought we were going to match Dr. Boyfriend.
Damn it! Jenna on the house! Dang, Jenna!
All right, no match. Great answer. JC, Big Al had to hide his...
I had to go with the one out of the two I had, but I went with his children we didn't know about.
Too soon, JC.
Ooh, wow. How you feeling, Al?
I'm feeling great.
Kelly, let's go with you. Big Al had to rush home to hide his...
picture of Dr. Girlfriend, because all I saw was the picture of his other ex-girlfriend.
Oh! I'm accounting. It involves Dr. Girlfriend. You said girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
I said doctor. Together, it's a point.
Yeah, we should give that one, too.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go ahead. Why not? Wow. Let's spread the love today.
Okay.
2 points for Sarah this round. Big Al, let's go with you.
Mm-hmm.
You had to rush home to hide...
my mail order bride.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What country?
Yeah,
probably Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Colombia, that'd be... Yeah.
Well, Sarah, you got two matches that round. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Here we go.
But now I have a question.
Yeah.
He was just talking about things starting to go well in the dating front. Maybe that mail order bride's a real thing.
Oh!
It could be. You're just full of assumptions, aren't you?
Would anything shock us?
Well, you know you're on the radio. I know you.
Okay.
Here we go. Remember, don't say your answers out loud.
Okay.
Jenna, she's been going on some more dates lately, but one was terrible.
Yeah.
She ditched a guy when he took her to a blank. Jenna ditched a guy.
Ding.
When he took her to a blank.
thing, what would I hate?
What would you hate? I think you would hate this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone's in.
All right. Ding. Yeah, ding.
Okay. All right, Sarah, let's go with you. Jenna had to ditch a guy when he took her to a...
screening of Seabiscuit.
That's good memory.
You got to risk it to Seabiscuit. yeah. All right, let's go around the room. JC.
Yeah.
Jenna ditched a guy when he took her to a...
meeting with his parole officer, Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, good answer.
Good answer. No match there. Kelly, let's go with you. Jenna ditched a guy when he took her to a...
to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
Oh. My idea of a dream date, but not Jenna.
Yeah. That's a waste of money if you take Jenna there.
Right.
And Big Al, Jenna good. Ditched a guy when he took her to a...
marble manufacturing plant. Lots of marbles. Yes, marbles everywhere.
In fact, that's Jenna's new nickname, actually.
That's me. I manufacture them.
No match there. Jenna, let's see if we can get Sarah another match. You ditched a guy when he took you to a...
to his kid's birthday party.
Is this real life? No.
Let's go to our last match game question here. Sarah, you have two matches so far. Let's see how you do in this round. Guys, did you know that JC has secretly been posting music online?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll chill on that.
He raps under the name blank.
I personally want to say
that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Yeah.
Huh? JC secretly raps under the name blank.
Dang, this is so stupid.
But dang. We all know JC's thought about this before.
Oh, of course.
We all know that.
100%.
All right, Sarah, let's see what you think. What is JC's secret rap name?
DJ Fortnite.
DJ Fortnite.
Another one. All right.
I like that.
Let's see if we get any matches. Jenna, what is JC's secret rapper name?
Lil Chones.
Lil Chones?
That's underwear. Yeah. Lil Chones.
Lil Chones.
All right, Kelly. Let's go with you. What is JC's secret rap name?
It's just literally the first thing that popped in my mind.
What?
Taco Tony.
Oh, clear the lines, please. Let's clear the lines. That's 800-543-3548.
Taco Tony?
That popped in my head.
Or Kelly Ramsey at yahoo.com. Or you call George at Yay Network.
Tony's not even really
offensive. He likes tacos.
It's not offensive at all. It's not even a Mexican. Oh, Kelly.
Well, no match there.
Oh, my God.
Big Al, what is JC's secret rapper name?
I went with Lil Fortnite, Chuck.
Lil Fortnite!
I'm accounting. Yeah, that's definitely a match.
Well done.
All right.
Three matches for Sarah.
And another one.
Look at you.
All right, JC, tell us, what is your secret rapper name?
I am so surprised you guys didn't say this. Y'all know I'm Lil Schmedium.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's pretty good.
I did Google shirt in Spanish, but it didn't have the same ring to it.
No.
You're embracing the Schmedium now.
Sure. Well, I figured
I don't
you guys.
I think Taco Tony has legs.
Sarah, guess what?
Matches there.
Well
three
done.
Matches.
Right. What does she get?
You get 10,000 points per match. 30,000 bonus points.
Wow.
Bonus points.
Nice.
Yay.
Please go to kitnation.com and scroll down to the online store and redeem those points for anything you want. Okay.
Yeah. Super easy.
Thanks, y'all. Love talking to you.
Oh, we love you, Sarah.
That's a good contestant. Awesome.
You have fun at the bank today.
Yeah, I will. As fun as the bank can be.
Bye. Thanks, Sarah. Bye. Coming up next, let's get into the movies. Great Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is going to give us a call to talk about the movie Solo. Yeah, we've all been wondering about that movie and the other summer movies coming out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot of families are going to be looking for a lot of things to do. And one of those things to do, because the weather is
very hot right now in certain areas is go to the dang movies.
He said it's very hot right now in certain areas.
Yes. I'm starting to get
not all areas.
It was very Anchorman.
Yeah, it was. It was so dark. Very hot right now.
Very hot right now. Well, I figure some areas are still pretty nice with the weather.
I bet one of those areas is Great Drake. Yeah. Because wherever she is, it's hot.
Well, where Gray's at, it's probably Los Angeles where it's perfect weather.
It's smoggy.
Every time. With a slight smog.
It is smoggy and the weather is beautiful. I can confirm both of those things.
Great. Hey, are there some good movies coming out this weekend since we have a 3-day?
There are good movies. I should say there is a good movie that's coming out this weekend. Nothing wanted to go up against the juggernaut that is Star Wars because they are finally releasing the prequel story Solo.
Yay! Al thought it was a movie about him.
Yeah.
So he was
Solo.
Said,
yeah.
But Han Solo began.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
The best joke I can come up with is that I'll do this review so low that you can't hear me.
Hey.
Gotcha.
You're welcome. So, Alden Ehrenreich, his name is a mouthful, and he is a really talented actor. He's been in a whole bunch of movies. None of them have done very well, so you might not even know who he is, but he is taking on the Herculean task of playing the Harrison Ford role of Han Solo. And I'll tell you what, you guys, he is good.
He looks good. I mean, he looks like a young version, and he's really cute.
I think he does, too, and he's talented, and he's a very kind individual. I've known him for a long time. I've interviewed him since one of his very first movies, and I'm so proud of him because his interpretation of this very famous role, isn't an impression. It's a take on this character as a young man, exactly how it should be. So we're seeing Han Solo before he became the hardened rogue that we love so much in the old Star Wars movies. So that part is taken care of.
Got it.
Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. Also, huge check mark. He kills it. He's going to bring capes back into style, you guys.
I can't do it wrong right now.
I'm going to go get my cape this weekend.
That's right. Listen, get it while you still can, because they're going to fly off the shelves. And Chewie is young in this movie, and so he is tearing it up. Literally, we've never seen Chewbacca like this, and it was so much fun for a casual Star Wars fan such as myself to watch this movie, because I was like, oh my God, he's so young, you guys. He's only like 150 years old in this movie.
Oh wow, he's practically a baby.
And I also loved that Solo is kind of a bromance between Chewie and Han. So we get to see a lot of their friendship and how it started. And I think that all the people who are like really interested to see this movie are going to be very satisfied. But the good news is, I think it's a good movie, even if you don't really care about Star Wars. And the Mother of Dragons is in the movie, Emilia Clarke. We have not even spoken about her yet. And she is so good in this film.
Is she playing her, like, the girlfriend or something?
Yeah, she is actually Han's girlfriend. But she is also so much more than that.
That's right. Like most girlfriends are, you know.
Amen to that. Yeah. So, there's a lot to love about this movie. That it looks fantastic. The puppets are awesome. The effects are really good. The Millennium Falcon doesn't have a scratch on her. And I think everybody's really going to love it. This one's fresh, 71%.
That's great.
That's awesome.
All right.
Well, I'm excited about watching that. And that's basically the only movie anybody cares about this weekend, right, Gray?
Exactly. There are smaller releases, but honestly, I don't even know what they are.
So all it is, it's just Solo this weekend. That's all we need to care about. Alden Ehrenreich, which we had in studio before, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Playing Han Solo.
Aww.
Big Al Mack playing Hand Solo.
Hand Solo, yes. That's me, yeah. so easy. Right? So easy.
Great. Pleasure talking to you. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, okay?
You too, everybody. I'm going to go do a Kessel run of my own.
And there you
all
go.
All right.
Greg.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.